Then there was an opportunity, I read in the Three Lakes paper, that the American Red Cross would send pay if you would go and get your, what they call the water safety instructors, WSI. And I thought, oh, well, that sounds pretty good. I'll do that. Anything, I guess, to get out of town. So anyway, I said something to Bill Bangs. Billy Bangs, he ended up being an attorney out of in the Eagle River. I says to him, well, why don't you go with me? We'll go to Ladysmith. So my dad took us to Ladysmith, dropped us off, and we stayed there and went through their water safety instructor school. Stayed at somebody's home. The Red Cross paid the money, paid for it. The only thing that they asked for, no repayment, just promised to give swimming lessons. We decided we would teach swimming for an hour and a half. I think it was less than a week. Anyway, Bill took the boys and I took the girls. And that's how we got started. There was a flat area by Maple Lake, and it was lots of weeds. The lake was raised at that time. When my father was town chairman, they raised the lake, Maple Lake, and put a dam way up on the far side. So we offered them free lessons, was the commitment we made. So Bill took the boys and I took the girls. That was how we got started with the swimming lessons there. I decided it's a pretty good idea when I come home from, my first job was teaching in Janesville, Wisconsin. I come home and spend the summer with my parents and we'll offer these lessons. Well, now I'm a little bit tired trying to teach kids how to swim. And there was no piers, no nothing. It was just through the polywog. Anyway, that was there. And then I thought, well, now why can't we have somebody bring some sand down or gravel, anything? So I went to the president of the Lions Club and asked them. So, and John Katarski at that time was the chairman in charge of the, but anyway, he was with the Lions Club. And I asked them, why don't some of you need to open up their little gravel pit and put some sand down there? They did. That was how we got started. And then I thought, well, I'll go to them and I'll ask them to the town to pay me a salary in the summertime when I came home after teaching, and I would give the lesson at the beach. He got the Lions Club, everybody that had a truck or something, and somebody had a tractor, and they put some sand and dumped it there, and it started, that's where we had the beach. And then I asked the town to pay me a salary, and then the Lions Club to pay the other half. So they did. I worked there basically from 11 to 4. I thought, well, enough of this noise. Why don't I ask them to have somebody build a pier? So at least I had a little dock. So they did. Somebody built it and they put it in. Then the next time I asked them to put a raft out so that they could swim to it. Well, that was just right up the boys' alley. And then I'm doing my lifeguarding, but meanwhile there's lots of people coming down, and then they put sand on the shore and everything so people could throw their towel down and watch their kids wander into the water and et cetera. And rain would move that sand down. So it became a nice little beach. It was nothing at one time. The boys discovered that if they swam out, there's a sandbar that goes from one point by all the way out and across to the other side over by the dam. Well, the next thing I knew, all those boys would swim over there, find the sandbar and walk. I thought, well, I can't guard the kids that are down here and all those boys that are on that sandbar. Well, anyway, the sandbar, I think, is still there. That's where all of that started. And out there when I first started, let me tell you. Because I decided you can only ask for one thing at a time, because then you get it. They would blow up them when they'd have all those damn fireworks on the 4th of July. I used to get so mad. I thought, why not they take that money and put it in the beach? We could use it every day at the beach instead of one night, everything going up in smoke.
Yeah. Do you remember what year that beach was built that way, where it was public? In the 50s?
Yes. I graduated from high school in 1951. And then I went to work for at the Rod and Gun Club. And gave me time off to go to the swim school in Ladysmith and get certified. And then I came back to work. And then the next year, I volunteered. I decided I wasn't going to work anymore. In the summertime, I was going to take my summers off. And that's when I got started with that. So anyway, Phoebe Nelson was kind of funny, and she says, I learned quite a few lessons. She was in charge of, Archie Nelson ran the cranberry marsh that they had, and Phoebe Nelson ran the dining hall area for the Rod and Gun Club. Phoebe Nelson's comment about me was, if this was at any time 100 years ago and they had a covered wagon and they were getting ready to go across the mountains and over to the west side of the United States, Edith would be leading the troops. That was her definition of me.
Well, I guess we have to thank you for that beautiful beach that we have down there.
Yeah.
To get it started. Thank you very much.
You can't ask for everything at one time. You have to. So in the summertime, you come in, and I would always had the summers off, and that was how I got it done. And then finally, John Katarski got on the bandwagon and completed it that way. So then it was there at the end. To me, it was finally, we were using this lake that is sitting practically in the middle of the town. You know, it's only a block away from the businesses.
Yeah, and now there's a nice little park there that surrounds the beach and everything, so it's very, very nice now.
Yeah, now you've got the park, and the park came Philip Bunkuski. Phil. He owned that house. There was a house there where your information bureau is. That was a house there right behind there. And he inherited that land, and he didn't want it, and he was moving to Green Bay to teach, because he taught at Three Lakes. He was a commercial teacher. And then he gave it to the town. Now, town, what are you going to do with it? My brother at that time says to my dad, well, why don't you name it the Cy Williams and make a park out of it? So slowly, then the park from the beach area, and it moved up, and then they built their information booth, and they had set each your lunch. Pete Bunkuski, and he lived out with Big Stone Lake, up on the top of the hill there, and you overlook Big Stone Lake. That's where he lived, and his mother. Then his mother died, and then he was going to move out of town, and he gave it to the town. And that's when they decided this is what they should do with it.
I remember as a child walking over to the beach, and we would walk down to the highway, across the highway, and there was a house there, but it was kind of half falling down and everything. Finally, it got torn down.
It was the yellow and brown trim, and next to it was Betty McKenna's estate. Then they tore down Pete's house, but there was this land. Well, that's when my dad then said, why don't you just take it, and we'll have the Lions Club or somebody, or the town, make it into a park.